This report has just been published today, and obviously it's quite damning. We've got potholes, damaged curbs, uneven pavements, dog mess. Why are things this bad in Oldham?
Well, it's not just Oldham, is it? That's one of the big complaints about it. When you actually look at the OL postcode, it covers Ashton-under-Lyne, Heywood, Bakeup in Rossendale, Todmorden in Calderdale, Littleborough and Oldham, so we are well under half the road area. And when you actually look at the recent figures on road condition, we are actually doing quite well. We are the best of the Greater Manchester authorities, and we're 19th nationally in the league table, compared with 173 a couple of years ago. So Oldham has massively improved, and we're actually in the process of investing £10 million into the roads, and accepted some of the roads do have major potholes, and this recent bad weather really hasn't helped. We've done 5,860 odd pothole repairs in the past 12 months. £10 million won't solve the problem, but it will actually help. But we've had to pull a couple of the major schemes that we've had lined up, because the weather's been that bad, you just can't lay tarmac in sub-zero temperatures.
Sure, but obviously the survey mentioned other factors. I mean, there's a whole range of problems it reported. What are you doing about that? Well, bad signage, the litter, the broken curbs, blocked drains. I mean, are you treating those as well?
On the litter, actually, Oldham has now come up to being one of the top two, three in Manchester for the state of the roads. A lack of litter, we've really done well on that, improved dramatically. We do have problems in Oldham with litter, but actually the Oldham streets have markedly improved, and we're actually winning awards for the street scenes. For the dog fouling, we've actually got a number of parks now that have national recognition, and we are extending the area where irresponsible people aren't allowed to take the dogs.
Well, that's dog fouling on the one hand, but the overall picture here is of the road fabric not having had the investment it needs over the past few
decades.
And you would accept, surely, that there is a problem with Oldham's roads as a whole. I mean,
there's a problem.
It has, after all, been listed the worst in the country. I mean, surely you won't deny that there's a lot of work to be done here.
There's a lot of work to be done, but actually what I'm saying is the survey actually covers Oldham, Rochdale. It's not just Oldham. There's been an underinvestment in local roads, in my opinion, and that's why we've got £10 million. So it's a three-year programme, but it does actually take quite a bit of time to line up £10 million.
That £10 million you talk about, is that going to bring your council in line with other councils in terms of allocation for road maintenance? Is it the problem that there's been long-term underinvestment in Oldham?
There's been long-term underinvestment nationally, because the road money actually is a national provision by and large. A lot of the money comes from national government, and every council, I think, will tell you they've been underprovided, underfunded for years on roads. So that we now have a major problem where you have very expensive failures that can't be addressed by just top dressing and things such as that.
Right, but the national pattern would suggest that actually some councils have prioritised this more. Obviously, we know the roads in Berwick, in Ipswich, in Taunton are very good and were praised in this survey. So we can't really say it's a nationwide problem, can we? Because the results are very uneven.
I've been to both Berwick and Taunton. Actually, they're a lot less busy, heavy-duty traffic through Taunton, I would hazard, will be rather less than around Manchester. Manchester is a city area. So actually the amount of traffic we get is tremendously heavy.
So councils in areas like Manchester are necessarily going to have to invest more money in their road network than places like Taunton?
I would hazard so. You know, I mean, we have an awful lot of people around Manchester using cars a lot. And actually, I would hazard that places like Berwick and Taunton are rather less heavily populated and less heavily used on the roads, therefore. They may also have prioritised things differently, but actually a lot of the failing to me has come from central government not funding the councils to do the roads, because you actually get a funding from central government for the roads, and that's not been enough to actually maintain them all the way through the boroughs. And I think you'll find every borough in Manchester has the same problem to a greater or lesser degree.
So you're saying this £10 million investment programme is a three-year plan?
It's an older one.
Right. And what will residents of Oldham expect to see in 3 years then? What difference will it make?
Well, we are hoping that the worst roads will be resurfaced properly. So we're not going to do any smart big schemes in this. We're going to go for basic resurfacing, so you'll drive down a road without potholes, without disappearing down some of the utility grids, etc., which is always a major problem. They're not the councils, they're actually the utilities, and we've had to employ people to make sure that their repairs are up to standard. So sometimes when you go down a road and there's a big bang, it's not actually the councils, it's the utilities failing. So we're chasing the utilities to get their areas of road replaced. And as I say, with this £10 million, we're hoping to get a lot of the worst roads done with it, so that the normal repair money, maintenance money of about £1.5